JB started for the street, both hands tied on the strap of his bag full of explosives.
More important, let's go make sure the bastard thing really is dead.
And that was when the ivy attacked. Vines lashed out from every direction. Ryan dodged and only got a stinging gash across his cheek. His Steyr was leveled in a second, firing into the thrashing ivy. Movement out of the corner of his good eye made the man spin, firing instinctively. The plants were crawling over Leviathan, wrapping around the wheels and covering the windows in a thick protective blanket of living green. Cursing, Jack fired his .357 Magnum, blowing off the leaves covering the door latch. But try as he might, the hatch couldn't open.
Jammed! Ivy in the hinges!
Why is it attacking?
We dropped a building on it.
Turning in a circle, JB sprayed his Uzi in a figure eight pattern, not sure what to aim at.
How the fuck do you kill a plant this big?
Flamethrower!
Doc's pistol was holstered, his sword out and moving. The slashing steel blade sliced a clear space around them, but more ivy filled in the spot almost instantly.
We have got to get inside! Use the flamethrower!
Dean! The can!
The boy lifted the container of fuel in his hand and threw it at the side hatch of Leviathan. The canister was still airborne when Mildred blasted it with her revolver. The fuel detonated, fire spreading over the side of the craft, and the ivy retreated. Together, the group grabbed the door. Forcing it open, they piled inside and slammed the hatch shut. A single tendril of ivy stabbing for Mildred was cut in two and fell to the floor, quivering. JB had a thermite gun primed in his left hand, his index finger in the ring.
Dark night! No wonder nobody has ever looted this place.
Not decided.
A dark spot on Jack's arm spread outward, a thin trickle of blood appearing on his wrist. Crushing the vine under her boot, Mildred grabbed her kit and ripped open the teenager's shirt.
Just a flesh wound. Nothing serious.
Poison?
Jack was ready for the worst. She wrapped a white bandage made from a naval officer's Class A uniform around his forearm. The physician split the end with her teeth and tied it off in a fast field dressing.
No sign of it. I'd say you're clear.
Everybody else okay? Ah.
Ryan slid into JB's M4000 scattergun.
I thought... Where's Christy?
Startled, Ryan jerked his head around. One glance told him that she wasn't in the tank with them. Rushing to a blaster port, the one-eyed man blew away the outside greenery with a single discharge and looked frantically at the alleyway. Ivy was everywhere, thickening by the second like an incoming tide. Doc stood at the rooftop periscope.
Second floor!
Ryan turned and found her, dangling from the grip of the muti plant, 20 feet in the air. Her .38 discharged once, pointing at nothing in particular. Then, she was hauled over the rooftop and gone.